702. Mandy Wiener, weekdays 12 to 1.
Its stay at the Zondo Commission, the Jacob G. Zuma Foundation has gone on the offensive against Judge Raymond Zondo, saying he's not above the law and is accountable to the Constitution. Zondo made it clear this week that he expects Zuma to appear before the commission this year, but the foundation is accusing Zondo of being obsessed with the former president and intent on humiliating him. Karen Morn, legal journalist, joining us now. Karen, thanks for your time today. Who exactly is this foundation? Is it Zuma himself that's issuing the statement, or is it somebody else?
No, essentially the JG Zuma Foundation is the official foundation of the former president. It's chaired, I think, still currently by Dudu Mieni. And it's you know, embarked on a lot of educational trust initiatives. But it typically is a conduit by which the president or those aligned to him express their sentiments on particular issues, particularly in regards to his legal challenges. It's been very outspoken about what it accuses of Stalingrad strategy on the part of the NPA and his corruption prosecution. And now, of course, we see, you know, its pronouncements with regard to DCJ Zondo's, you know, so-called press conference this week, where he basically said that he would be hearing an application on the 9th of October for the former president to be compelled to appear before him in November by subpoena.
And what exactly are they saying in their statement? They're taking issue with Zondo's obsession with Zuma.
Well, they're basically accusing him. I mean, I think the most serious of it is that they say that he has decided to act harshly towards the former president because he has ambitions of becoming Chief Justice of the country, and very much suggesting that he has treated the president harshly, prejudicially, unfairly, saying that his press conference, quote-unquote, which, of course, is a matter of dispute. We know that the inquiry seems to have taken the view that it was not a press conference, but that's another issue, that it was completely uncalled for, that the former president has sought to cooperate with the inquiry, et cetera, and that this issue of the subpoena is completely unwarranted because the facts that compelled that particular application were around the former president's ill health. That has been resolved. And then very much suggesting that Zondo has, you know, not acted with impartiality, questioning why he didn't have a so-called press conference when Tavin Gordon failed to provide an affidavit explaining, you know, his non-attendance during a sitting where he was meant to be cross-examined by Tom Moyane's lawyers. So really a number of very serious allegations, essentially like impartiality, bias, you know, judicial ambitions. This, of course, follows Prasa CEO Lucky Montana making that extraordinary complaint to the Judicial Service Commission about Zondo, seeking his impeachment on the basis of his handling of Popo Malefe's evidence in the inquiry. So, you know, we are a nation that is defined by a myriad of different inquiries over our years into our various political scandals and historical atrocities. But certainly we've never seen the level of attack by anyone on any judge as is currently being experienced by Zondo at the moment.
Indeed, and it also smacks of a politicization of the process, classic Zuma stalling in many ways. How does Zondo manage this now?
Well, you know, the interesting thing was that the foundation called for Mokgweng to intervene in the situation. Of course, it was Mokgweng who decided that Montana's complaint against Zondo should be dismissed on the basis that it was essentially frivolous. Of course, Montana appealing that. But, you know, I don't know that they are going to, that publicly responding to this is appropriate or will actually achieve much in this regard. We're now in a space where increasingly our sort of, you know, legal and matters fall into the realm of politics. And anyone who spends more than 5 minutes on Twitter will tell you that ain't a war you're going to win. So I think the Deputy Chief Justice would be very well advised to probably just stay out of it, allow the legal processes to unfold themselves, because there may very well be a legal challenge to the subpoena. And the former president may bring these arguments around bias and lack of impartiality into that. And the more that's said on the record by the Deputy Chief Justice, the more problematic those kind of situations become.
Karen Warren, legal journalist, thank you so much for that, giving us her analysis on this issue of the Jacob G. Zuma Foundation v. Judge Deputy Judge President Ray Zondo. We'll watch how that one plays out.